Ever get that feeling like you can sense something's happening in crypto, like a
Yeah.
wave building,
Oh, yeah.
and you hear people talking about Tron meme season or this idea of like a strong wealth effect coming in.
Right.
You don't want to miss out. But then you think about jumping into a whole new blockchain and it feels like,
Oh, dude.
trying to decipher an alien language.
Yeah, it can feel daunting,
Right.
right? Especially if you're used to like Ethereum or Solana.
Right. And that's exactly where we're heading today with his deep dive.
Awesome.
We're zeroing in on the Tron blockchain.
Okay.
And we're going to figure out how you can actually trade efficiently on Tron
Love it.
without getting lost in all the technical stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, if you're mainly familiar with Ethereum or Solana, like you said,
Right.
you might notice that Tron works a bit differently.
A little bit.
And that's what we're here to unpack today.
Yeah, and I think the key to navigating Tron efficiently is really understanding its resource model. It's not just about native token gas fees like some other blockchains.
Right.
Tron has these concepts of energy and bandwidth.
Okay, so energy and bandwidth.
Yes.
These are important for us
Critically
to
important here.
understand.
Yeah.
So let's break those down.
You're right.
What's the difference between energy and bandwidth?
Sure.
And why should I, as a listener, why should I care about this?
So energy, think of it like the fuel for smart contract interactions on Tron.
Okay.
So if you're doing things like swaps or you're interacting with DeFi protocols, things that require computational power,
Okay.
that's where energy comes in. It covers those costs.
Got it.
It's also, a somewhat finite resource, which has led to this kind of interesting thing, an energy leasing market
Oh, wow.
where users can actually rent energy.
So it's like paying for the processing power you need
Exactly.
for those more complex
Yeah.
transactions. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
And bandwidth, what about bandwidth? What role does that play in all of this?
Bandwidth is more about the cost of just like broadcasting your transaction to the Tron network.
Okay.
So every transaction, even a simple token transfer, needs to be transmitted and verified.
Gotcha.
Bandwidth covers those transmission costs.
Okay, so energy for the heavy computational stuff,
Right.
bandwidth for more of the basic
But the communication, right?
communication of transactions.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
So how do I actually get access to these resources
Right.
so I could actually like do things on the Tron blockchain?
So that's where staking TRX comes into play.
Okay.
So TRX being the native token of Tron,
Right.
by locking up some of your TRX, you are rewarded with both energy and bandwidth.
Got it.
Generally speaking, the more TRX you stake, the more resources you have available to you.
Okay, so staking TRX is
It
like
unlocks those resources for
unlocks
you.
the resources you need to transact.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you need to really keep an eye on your energy and bandwidth levels.
You do?
What happens if you don't?
Right?
Why is that so important?
If you try to make a transaction, let's say, and you don't have enough energy or bandwidth,
Okay.
the Tron network will actually burn some of your PRX
Oh,
to
nah.
compensate for the shortfall.
Really?
Yes.
So that's where these high transaction fees can come from.
That's exactly it.
Wow.
So instead of a small fee in TRX, you can lose a significant chunk.
Wow. Can you give us an example of like,
Yeah.
what that cost difference might look like
Sure.
in the real
So
world?
imagine you're trying to do a token swap on Tron.
Okay.
If you don't have enough staked energy to cover that computational cost,
Right.
that one swap could cost you around $15 in burn TRX.
$15 for a swap.
Yeah. And even a simple token transfer, something you probably do all the time,
Yeah.
could cost you upwards of $4 if you're short on bandwidth.
$4 for a transfer. That's
It
crazy.
can be,
Yeah.
and that's if you don't have enough.
Right. Right.
But the interesting thing is, if you do have enough energy and bandwidth from staking, those same transactions, the swap and the transfer, will probably only cost you a few cents.
Wow. So we're talking about
Huge
a
difference.
huge difference in price, like
Yeah,
90%,
easily over 90%.
just by managing your resources.
Exactly.
Okay,
Huge
so
save. Big saving.
yeah, big savings. So understanding and managing energy and bandwidth.
It's
It's
crucial.
crucial for anyone trading on Tron.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned there's some tools that can help us with this. So
Yes.
let's dive into those.
Okay.
First up, the Token Pocket wallet.
Okay.
What makes Token Pocket a good choice for Tron trading?
Token Pocket has this really cool feature.
Okay.
It's called energy leasing.
Okay.
And remember, we were talking about how energy is kind of a scarce resource
Right.
and how there's this leasing market.
Yeah.
Well, Token Pocket basically brings that market right into the wallet interface.
Oh, wow.
So you can rent the energy you need for transactions
Yeah.
without having to lock up a bunch of your own TRX through staking.
So you don't have to have all your TRX just sitting there staked.
Exactly.
You
No,
can just kind of grab the energy as you need it.
when you need it, yeah, it's a lot more flexible.
That sounds really convenient.
It is.
I like that.
It is.
You also mentioned that there's a detailed guide by a guy named Michael Wong.
Yes, he's got a great walkthrough.
Obviously, we can't link to that in the show, but
Right.
it's good to know that those resources are out there.
Definitely.
For listeners who want to learn more about Token Pocket.
For sure.
Okay, so Token Pocket for wallet management, on-demand energy.
Yeah.
What about the second tool? You
Right.
mentioned something called Av.ai's Telegram bot.
Yes.
A trading bot, right, in Telegram.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's interesting.
It is.
Tell me more about this.
So this is where things get really interesting, especially if you're trading on multiple blockchains.
Okay.
The Av.ai Telegram bot, it's not just for Tron.
Oh.
It works with like eight different blockchains.
Eight blockchains,
Yeah.
all from a Telegram bot.
All from Telegram. Yep.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
So if you're trading on all these different ecosystems,
Yeah.
this could be a way to manage it all in one place.
Exactly. Streamline everything.
Okay, I like it, but let's focus on Tron for now.
Sure.
What are the specific advantages of using this bot for trading on Tron?
Okay, so two big things come to mind.
Okay.
First, it lets you use advanced order types.
Okay.
Most importantly, limit orders
So nice.
directly on the Tron network.
So if you want more control over your trades, you
Exactly.
can set specific prices.
Yep. Entry and exit points.
That's a lot more sophisticated than just doing like a market swap.
Yeah, it gives you a lot more control.
So more sophisticated trading strategies are possible on Tron using this bot.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's a big plus for a lot of people.
Yeah.
What's the second advantage?
The second thing is it has built-in energy management.
Okay.
So just like Token Pocket is focused on efficient resource use,
Right.
the Av.ai bot helps you manage and acquire the energy you need.
For your Tron transactions.
Yep. And it does it in a really cost-effective way.
So it's like it's taking care of all the behind the scenes stuff for you.
Exactly. Keeping those TRX burn costs down.
That's really small.
Yeah, automates a lot of it.
Okay, so it's not just about executing the trade, it's
Yeah.
about managing the resources
Yeah, it's the whole package.
and keeping the cost down.
Right.
It's a really like integrated approach. It
Yeah.
sounds very powerful.
It's powerful and it's user-friendly.
Now, for someone listening who's thinking, okay, this sounds great. How do I actually start using this bot?
Yeah.
For Tron trading,
Yeah.
what are the first steps?
The first step is, as with anything in crypto, make sure you have a Tron wallet.
Right.
And of course, you need to store your seed phrase
That's very
securely.
important.
Super important. Yeah.
Got to keep that safe.
Absolutely.
What comes after the wallet setup?
Then you need to fund your wallet with some TRX.
Okay.
So you would transfer TRX from an exchange to the wallet address that the bot gives you.
So you're basically loading up your trading account within the bot.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And then how do you actually make trades?
You interact directly with the bot's interface right there in Telegram,
Okay.
and you just tell it the contract addresses of the tokens you want to trade. It's
Right.
very user-friendly.
So it's all done within the Telegram environment.
Yep.
That's really convenient.
It is.
It seems like it would lower the barrier to entry
That's the goal.
for people who might be a little hesitant to,
To use a newest
yeah, to
tool.
learn a new exchange.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we didn't mention?
What's that?
Justin Sun's energy subsidies.
Oh, right. Yeah.
How does that impact trading on Tron?
So that's another great thing for Tron users.
Okay.
Basically, he's subsidizing the energy costs for certain projects
Okay.
and certain types of transactions.
So it's like he's reducing the fees that users might have to pay
Exactly. He's trying to encourage more activity on the
by
network.
making it cheaper.
Exactly. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's a good move. So we've got these user-friendly tools
Right.
like Token Pocket and Av.ai
Yep.
that help us manage resources.
Right.
And then we've got these potential energy subsidies.
Right.
It sounds like trading on Tron on might be,
It's more accessible than people think.
yeah, more accessible and more cost-effective
For sure.
than a lot of people might think.
Yeah, I think people get scared off by the energy and bandwidth thing, but there
Well,
are tools to help.
yeah, there are ways to navigate it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be
A blockchain wizard.
a Tron expert to figure it out.
Exactly.
So ultimately, understanding and managing these resources, it's not just about saving a few cents on each trade.
Right.
It's about optimizing your trading overall
Yeah.
and potentially putting yourself in a much better position to actually like make money.
Exactly. Those small savings can really add up over time.
Especially when you're talking about a Tron meme season or a
Yeah.
strong wealth effect like we talked about at the beginning.
Sure.
those small differences can become huge.
They can make all the difference.
This has been a really, really interesting deep dive into the Tron blockchain.
I'm glad you found it helpful.
It really has. I think we clarified a lot of the unique aspects of the network.
Yeah.
And, you know, gave listeners some really practical tools that they can explore.
For sure.
To trade more efficiently.
Hopefully.
So as you think about venturing into the Tron ecosystem, or maybe you're already there and you just want to optimize your activity.
Right.
It makes you think, you know.
About what?
Well, we've talked about Cron's resource model.
Right.
And how it influences transaction costs.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder what other hidden mechanisms might be out there.
On other blockchains.
On other blockchains that we haven't even considered.
Yeah.
That could be influencing costs or creating opportunities that we haven't even thought of.
That's a great question.
It really makes you think about what might be going on beneath the surface.
Yeah, the stuff we don't always see.
Yeah, in other crypto ecosystems.
For sure.
So much to explore.
Always.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
Really appreciate your insights.
Happy to be here.
And to all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep learning.
Stay curious.
And as always, happy trading.
Happy trading.